Hello, this is Sherry Dobay, author of Daily Decadence, The Art of Sensual Living. It's my hope that everyone who reads this book is touched with a sense of how simple decadence can be. So grab a glass of wine and join me. You can find the book at daily-decadence.com. That's daily-decadence.com, or also on Amazon. It's available as an ebook as well. Get one for your Kindle.
You're listening to iWine Radio. My name is Lynn Crelo Chamberlain, host. I have a fantastic idea for you to buy for yourself, without a doubt, but also for gift giving here as we're so close to the holidays. And if you love to read romance novels, if you love anything to do with food and wine, and especially if you consider yourself a sensual person, you must pick up a copy of Daily Decadence by Sherry Dobay. And she's joining us today on Wine and Dine to talk about this in very, very interesting mix of romance, intimacy, food, wine, travel. And I want to read to you just a teeny bit before I bring up her mic, because she has this divided up into just like they're it's not even chapters. It's just like entries into a diary. And I'm reading from page 33, Inspiration from My Notes, The Power of a Roasted Carrot. It's timeless. When we're together, we step off the planet. In front of the fire now and just made lovely with every cell in my body. Physical, emotional, beautiful, and nice. This is about a roasted chicken, a roasted carrot, and a lovely encounter with a gentleman. And Sherry, you've been like this your whole life, right? Essentially.
Well, you've
been like this your whole life, even as a teenager.
Yes, it's true. I have been recording the juicy details of my existence for almost as long as I can remember. And I'm very glad to have that collection to draw inspiration from today, and that's essentially how this book was born.
Wow. And let me ask you, how did you, or share with listeners, how you came to meet James Lobby? Or does he pronounce his last name Lob or Lobby?
It's actually Lobby, yes.
Okay.
You've got it right. Well, it was completely by accident, and it was actually at a beautiful dinner party one evening in Sonoma County. Some friends there have a gorgeous house overlooking part of the Sonoma Valley. And it was just a really casual evening, had no idea who was going to be at this dinner party. And I go there and am enjoying the wine. And like I always do, I pull out my little trusty notebook where I keep my wine tasting notes. My friends and family all know that I always carry this little book along with me wherever I go to jot down notes of inspiration, really on anything from love and life and art. Even some little sketches will make their way into these books. But mostly I'm collecting wine tasting notes. And as you may have noticed in the book, my wine tasting notes are a bit more quirky than the average wine tasting note or nuance someone might pick up. They're kind of funny sometimes even. And this tall gentleman with beautiful gray hair said to me, he said, you know, what are you doing? What are you writing? I didn't know who he was or what he did, really. And I said, oh, I'm just taking some wine notes, you know. And so he said, may I look at your book? And I passed my book across the table to him, and we just struck up a friendship from there on. He really admired my tasting note style, if you will.
Yes. Non-conventional.
Very.
but honest, sincere, and from the heart.
Definitely, always.
In other words, not contrived.
No.
Because you're writing for yourself. You're writing your thoughts. You're not writing for an audience.
Exactly right. And I had no idea that at that time that these notes would ever be, you know, viewed or read by anyone other than my close circle, if them at all even. So they, you're absolutely right, Lynn. They really were personal discoveries.
When you were a teenager growing up, did you worry about your mom finding your personal writings, like a diary? Or if she did, what happened? Because I know a lot of young ladies are just paranoid that their parents are going to read their personal notes, and that keeps them from writing.
Right, right. Well, that's a great question. And I can tell you exactly what happened. Because, as you indicate, yes, I took the risk and I paid the price, but it was worth it. So yes, my mother did discover one of my diaries. I started keeping a journal loosely at about, I don't know, about 12, and I think about 15 or 16. I was pretty seriously keeping notes, and she discovered one of those books. And just from the stories in the book, which had already occurred, and I'm not sure how fair this all was, but it gives me a story today. She confiscated the journal and kept it.
Oh, wow.
She kept it from me for a year.
Oh, wow.
Now, I theorize, because my mom is great, and she's very open-minded and sensual person herself. So my theory is maybe she was reading it for that long. I have no idea. But I promptly started another journal in another book. You know, I started another series of notes in another book immediately. And I find even today, this is a recent story, I have to have a journal with me at all times, and I really have to love the journal. I have to, there's a sensual quality. I still keep all of my notes in longhand, and there's a sensual quality to that book that is just, I can't describe it, but it has to be there in order for me to really take pleasure in the art and the act of physically writing out my thoughts. Well, recently I found myself without a book. And I started to kind of go through a series of withdrawal feelings, because I would want to write, and I think, what am I going to write in? What am I going to write in? So I finally pulled out a book that I had rejected some months ago, and literally the beginning of the book is, all right, I've got to give you a shot, because I'm going crazy here. So we'll see how long that lasts.
Wow. So when you're traveling, are you always hopping in bookstores or markets or something and looking for a future candidate as a journal?
Yes, I am. That's a great question. And I have a wonderful group of friends who keep presenting me with books, too, which is really sweet. Small books. There's a difference between my bigger notebook where I keep my real writings and journal stuff, and then the small book I keep in my handbag for my little notes. And I've got friends giving me these little journals all the time. I have a collection, a backlog. So those are covered.
And do you prefer hardbound and as opposed to like a paperback or spiral?
I do like hardbound. Yeah. I like to have that because sometimes I'm doing drawings and I need something to kind of work against. And I have I even have notes in my book that say, I love the paper in this book, but it's too soft.
Oh, yeah, wow.
So funny. So,
wow. Now, we're almost out of time here. I want to ask you two questions. And you said that you went horseback riding last night.
I did.
And what kind of a horse do you have? Are you riding?
He is.
Go on.
I do dressage, and she is a half. She's a half Andalusian and half Arabian, and she's a wonderful mare. She's very opinionated and just a joy. She's great. She's brilliant.
And what wine did you have for dinner last night?
You know, last night I took a night off, believe it or not. But I've got a bottle of 2008. Tattinger waiting for tonight. I've got a girlfriend coming over, and we're going to sit down and catch up and share some bubbles.
Yum! And what are you planning to do for, let's say, either Christmas or Thanksgiving dinner, wine wise?
Oh well,
that's
I'm
too
very,
far
very...
in the future, maybe.
It's way out there. You know, we keep it spontaneous, but every once in a while, my new husband will bring out just a very, very special bottle. He's got an amazing cellar. He has the restaurant 301 here up on the coast at the Hotel Carter, and he'll bring out every once in a while for the holidays some very special bottles. You know, maybe a 59 Latour would be nice. That's a real treat and something we only get to indulge in once every few years or so. So cross your fingers. That's what we'll be toasting with on Christmas Eve.
Wow. Sherry Dubay, author of Daily Decadence, The Art of Sensual Living. Thank you so very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine.
Thank you so much.
iWine Radio is a production of Food Tastes Better with Wine on the web at iWineRadio.com.